It's loud, it's raucous, and it's back. The Notting Hill Carnival reclaimed its place as one of London's most renowned festivities. It's a celebration of Afro-Caribbean culture, started as a children's event by local communities to ease racial tensions in London during the 1960s. The carnival has come to embody the city's diversity. After being forced online as a result of the pandemic, it's a welcome return for those who missed it.
Oh my God, it feels amazing. We've been waiting like 3 years for this year. 3 years. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
Honestly, amazing. Like, I'm happy to be back because it feels like it's home, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I've missed it, man. Yeah, it's overdue. Like 2 years we missed, so yeah, it's overdue, man. I'm happy.
But it's not only the pandemic that's had an effect. Inflation and the rising price of goods from sequins to feathers have put pressure on creatives who play a crucial part in making the flamboyant costumes.
The economical situation now, everyone doesn't have money or don't want to spend money because they're not sure what they're going to meet. So there's a lot of issues around this year's what we call going on the road, you know.
After a 2-year hiatus, the organizers have said it has been a challenge to bring together Europe's largest street party. Nevertheless, they're back, and it's time now to celebrate all the efforts of the organizations and the people who are taking part here.
People have been working so hard over the year looking forward to this with the costumes, the planning, the organisation of it all. It's a huge, as you can imagine, a huge organisational task to put on one of the most iconic community-led festivals on the planet.
A welcome return for a well-loved street party. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera, London.